So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, what's going on in Washington, there's so many different facets that all kind of hinge around the same set of values. You have from the Wall Street Journal, you have a series of stories and headlines. The first one is, will voters ever get to render a judgment on the Biden family business? Now, first of all, the way this article is written is, the way the writer, and James Freeman is an excellent writer, but he has fallen into the trap of saying that this is primarily a political question, not a criminal question. And the reason that it's so important is the other aspects of today's commentary is the second headline is the COVID spending racket. There's over $200 billion, over $200 billion that went to places that it should not have gone, where people were just an open-ended spigot. Biden is demanding another $22 million, he says, for more COVID vaccines and testing and all this other stuff, but yet there's hundreds of billions of dollars of unspent money in all these previous packages. And so what you have is you have absolutely no institutional constraints against against Biden's desire to just throw money at everything and throw money at all of his friends. And then the fact that the conservative side of the press just simply sees the Biden family business as a political issue and not a criminal issue speaks volumes about why Washington is now such a cesspool now of just spending. Then you add to that this headline, is Trump the next January 6th defendant? And apparently a judge ruled in a court case where the judge says that President Trump likely committed a crime, and that the reason for saying that is that the reason the judge had to say that is so that the judge could require a guy named Eastman, who was providing some legal advice as a law professor or a retired law professor, and so the judge had to rule that Eastman's work product needed to be made available because you cannot attorney-client privilege disappears if there's a criminal proceeding. So the judge had to rule that. But here's then the question of that is that if what Trump did on January 6th, which resulted, by the way, in nothing in terms of slowing down the Congress's doing its vote and making Biden the next president of the United States, it didn't slow that down. The January 6th riots, if they want to try to say that Trump was some terrible person, then they're going to have to deal with the quotes, his many, many quotes about peacefully walking down the hill and peacefully protesting and all of these other things, which are completely constitutionally correct. But here's what's interesting about what the judge has done here. The judge has said that Trump likely committed a crime. But look at all of the activities during the Biden administration where you could make the same argument that the Biden administration is likely committing a crime by not following its oath to uphold the Constitution and its laws. And we're getting into the tangled web we weave and all this other type of issues. But the bottom line is in Washington, it's unfortunate that the divisions in Washington now are getting to be so great that every issue now is looked through a partisan and, in my opinion, a grifter's lens.
And that's today's commentary.